1 Peter chapter 3. Likewise you wives, be submissive to your own husbands, so that if any do not obey the word, they may be won without a word by the conduct of their wives, as they see the purity and reverence of your lives. Do not let your adorning be the outward adorning of braiding the hair, wearing gold, or putting on fine clothing. But let it be the hidden nature of the heart, that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is very precious in the sight of Elohim. For in this manner, in the old times, the holy women, who trusted in Elohim, adorned themselves, being submissive to their own husbands. Even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him master. You are her children as long as you do right, and are not afraid with any terror. Likewise, you husbands, live considerately with your wives, giving honor to the woman as the weaker vessel, since they too are also heirs of the grace of life, so that your prayers will not be hindered. Finally, be all of one mind, be loving toward one another, be gracious, and be kind. Do not repay evil for evil or curse for curse, but on the contrary, bless, knowing that to this you are called, so that you may receive a blessing. For he who would love life and see good days, let him keep his tongue from evil, and his lips from speaking deceit. Let him turn away from evil and do good, let him seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of Yeshua are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers, but the face of Yeshua is against those who do evil. Who is he who will harm you if you follow that which is good? But even if you suffer for the sake of righteousness, you are blessed. Do not be afraid of their terror, do not be troubled. But sanctify Yeshua the Elohim in your hearts. Always be ready to give an answer to every man who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you, with gentleness and fear. Have a good conscience, so that evildoers who speak evil of you and falsely accuse your good conduct in the Messiah may be ashamed. For it is better, if it is the will of Elohim, that you suffer for doing good than for doing evil. For the Messiah also has once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, so that he might bring us to Elohim, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive by the Spirit. By whom he also went and preached to the spirits in prison. Who in times past were disobedient, when Elohim waited patiently in the days of Noah while the ark was being prepared, in which a few, that is, 8 souls, were saved through water. Figuratively, this is like baptism, which also saves us now. It is not washing off the dirt from the body, but a response to Elohim from a good conscience through the resurrection of Yeshua the Messiah, who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of Elohim, with angels and authorities and powers being made subject to him.